Earlier this year, the debate in D.C. was all about Planned Parenthood and the GOP effort to ban federal funding for the group.
The amendment that I bring to the floor tonight would deny any and all funding to Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
Planned Parenthood should lose the $300 million they receive in federal grants.
And we will stand tonight and we'll put an end to the federal funding of Planned Parenthood.
After they failed to get enough support in Congress to ban federal funding for Planned Parenthood, lawmakers on the state level have picked up that fight. They're now fighting to defund the Women's Health Clinic on the state level. Just last week, North Carolina became the third state to ban federal funding in the state from going to Planned Parenthood. Kansas and Indiana had also passed a similar legislation earlier. We're joined now by Sarah Cliff, healthcare reporter for Politico, and Dr. Andrea Price, an OB-GYN with the Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. And doctor, I want to make it clear, you yourself are opposed to abortion and you do not perform them.
Personally, abortion is not a reproductive choice for me, and I choose not to perform what we call elective terminations. However, that, as far as I'm concerned, has no bearing on, you know, my political views or my personal views has no bearing on, you know, my views towards what should be available for other people.
You also worked at Planned Parenthood as a resident. What do you think about the way that the debate shaped up in Washington and still continues, where people are talking about federal funding for Planned Parenthood being equal to federal funding for abortion?
That is absolutely not my experience as a resident. I performed many reproductive health services, the majority of which included pap smears, pelvic exams, STI screening, which stands for sexually transmitted infections. We also did a lot of reproductive counseling. We handed out contraceptives. So that was my experience of Planned Parenthood, and that is the main issue here, I think, is that defunding Planned Parenthood would be a huge step backward as far as women's health care is concerned.
That's Dr. Andrea Price and OB-GYN with the Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. Sarah Cliff, health care reporter for Politico. Exactly how is the debate on the state level working out for these states like North Carolina and Kansas, Indiana, who say no federal funds that come into their states can go to Planned Parenthood? How is that argument being made?
It's being made through a variety of different ways. Generally, it's some kind of clause or provision barring the state from contracting with abortion providers. I think one thing that's important to remember here is all the funds we're talking about do not go to abortion. There have been federal regulations that bar that for quite some time. These are all generally family planning funds that Planned Parenthood has received. In Indiana, they passed some standalone legislation that bars the state from contracting with abortion providers. In Kansas, it's a provision in their budget. In North Carolina, it was also a provision in the budget. So really, it's a lot of different mechanisms. But generally, what they're doing is some kind of clause that says the state cannot contract with abortion providers.
And really, Sarah, what we're seeing on this particular issue is very similar to what we're seeing on other issues like pensions and like a collective bargaining, in which things that can't get passed in D.C., people are bringing back to the state legislatures, don't you think?
Exactly. I think that's completely true. And, you know, it was D.C. that really put this issue on the map. I've covered reproductive health for some time now, and Planned Parenthood, defunding Planned Parenthood had never been a big issue. You didn't see it come up in the 2008 election. You didn't really see it in Congress. Mike Pence, representative from Indiana, who really pushed this at the federal level, you know, he couldn't get it through because the administration opposed it. But now in his home state of Indiana, which is completely Republican-controlled, it moved through very quickly. And, you know, really, Congress put this issue on the map, and now it's a 2012 issue. It's an issue in the states, and it is really moving, you know, through the country.
Well, that's Sarah Cliff with Politico. Dr. Andrea Price, OB-GYN with the Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. To a certain extent, Planned Parenthood actually ends up picking up the slack for many states. And what I mean by that, doctor, is that oftentimes Planned Parenthood is serving the underserved in states like North Carolina and Kansas and Indiana. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely. Even in my own personal experience here in New Jersey, I had an awful lot of people, especially younger people and students, young 20s, that did lose their insurance. And many of those patients who have regained their insurance through the new provision where they can be on their parents' health insurance till age 26, they obtained their care at Planned Parenthood, so they did continue to have their pap smears, their pelvic exams, et cetera.
So if Planned Parenthood loses its federal funds in these particular states, who do you think these are going to be the groups that are most effective initially?
Yeah, those will be the groups that are most affected initially. And the other federally funded clinics in the system will also be overrun because those clinics are generally already have more patients than they can handle. So I don't see where these people will go. Again, primarily young people.
Can you describe what the discretion is that the state has here? I mean, why does the state get to say where the federal money goes? I mean, can they cut it off without even giving a reason in this particular case?
Yeah, that's actually something that's being challenged by the Obama administration right now. So Indiana, for example, they were the first ones to do this. They passed legislation saying we won't contract with abortion providers and basically sent that decision up to Washington, to the Center for Medicaid Services. They've come back and said, you can't do that. We're denying this amendment to your state Medicaid plan. You cannot not contract with a group that provides legal just because they provide a specific legal service. So the administration has said they said they could potentially lose all of their federal funding, which in Indiana works out to about $4.3 billion. Indiana has said we're implementing this anyways. So it is very much a point of contention whether or not states are even allowed to do this. And, you know, we're talking about not just family planning dollars, but billions of dollars at stake over, you know, these provisions.
That's Sarah Cliff, healthcare reporter for Politico. We also spoke with Dr. Andrea Price and OB-GYN with the Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. They're talking about North Carolina and Kansas and Indiana, who've all banned Planned Parenthood from receiving federal funding. In the end, it kind of sounds like between this and immigration and collective bargaining, the busiest profession at this point could probably be lawyers as all these things go into the courts. Thanks so much.
Thank you.